Contents. Part 1. Introduction. Chapter 1. Page 1. Nature and Scope of Macroeconomics. Introduction. Nature of Macroeconomics. Difference between Microeconomics and Macroeconomics. Dependence of Microeconomic Theory on Macroeconomics. Dependence of Macroeconomics on Microeconomic Theory. Macro Statistics. Macrodynamics and Comparative Statistics. Transition from Microeconomics to Macroeconomics. Stock and Flow Concepts. Selected Readings. Exercises. Part 2. Chapter 2, page 11. National Income, Meaning and Measurement. Introduction. Definitions of National Income. Concepts of National Income. Methods of measuring national income. Difficulties or limitations in measuring national income. Importance of national income analysis. Interrelationships among different concepts of national income. Exercises. Chapter 3, page 28. Economic welfare and national income. What is economic welfare? Relation between economic welfare and national income. National income as a measure of economic welfare. Selected readings. Exercises. Chapter 4. Page 33. National income accounting. Social accounting. Concepts of social accounting. Input-output accounting. Flow of funds accounts. Difference between flow of funds accounts and national income accounts. Balance of payments accounts. Is balance of payments always in equilibrium? Measuring deficit or surplus in balance of payments. Selected readings. Exercises. Chapter 5. The Circular Flow of Income. Page 49. Meaning circular flow in a two-sector economy, circular flow in a three-sector closed economy, adding foreign sector, circular flow in a four-sector open economy, importance of circular flow, exercises. Part 3. Macroeconomic Theory. Chapter 6. Page 54. The Classical Theory of Employment. Introduction. The Classical Theory of Employment. Complete Classical Model. A Summary. Keynes's Criticism of Classical Theory. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 7. Page 62. Say's Law of Market. Say's Law. Propositions and Implications of the Law. Criticisms of Say's Law. Exercises. Chapter 8. The Principle of Effective Demand. Aggregate Demand and Aggregate Supply. Page 65. Introduction. Effective Demand. Importance of Effective Demand. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 9. The Consumption Function. Page 71. Introduction. Meaning of Consumption Function. Properties or Technical Attributes of the Consumption Function. Keynes' Psychological Law of Consumption. Implications of Keynes' Law or Importance of the Consumption Function. Determinants of the Consumption Function. Measures to Raise the Propensity to Consume. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 10. Theory of the Consumption Function. Page 80. Introduction. Keynes' Consumption Function. The Absolute Income Hypothesis. The Consumption Puzzle. The Drift Theory of Consumption. The Relative Income Hypothesis. The Permanent Income Hypothesis. The Life Cycle Hypothesis. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 11. The Investment Function. Page 91. Meaning of Capital and Investment. Types of Investment. The Present Value, PV, Criteria of Investment, Determinants of the Level of Investment, factors other than the interest rate affecting inducement to invest. Exercises. Chapter 12. The Concept of Multiplier. Page 101. Introduction. The Investment Multiplier. The Dynamic or Period Multiplier. The Employment Multiplier. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 13. Complex Multipliers. Page 110. Introduction. Government Expenditure Multiplier. Tax Multipliers. Balanced Budget Multiplier. Exercises. Chapter 14. Foreign Trade Multiplier. Page 115. Meaning. Foreign Repercussion or Backwash Effect. Implications of Foreign Repercussion. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 15. The Principle of Acceleration and the Super Multiplier. Page 120. Introduction. The Principle of Acceleration, the Super Multiplier or the Multiplier-Accelerator Interaction. Use of Multiplier-Accelerator Interaction in Business Cycles. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 16. Some New Theories of Investment. Page 128. Introduction. The Accelerator Theory of Investment. The Flexible Accelerator Theory or Lags in Investment. The Profits Theory of Investment. Duesenberry's Accelerator Theory of Investment. The Financial Theory of Investment. Jorgensen's Neoclassical Theory of Investment. Tobin's Q Theory of Investment. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 17. The Saving Function. Page 144. Meaning of Saving Function. Determinants of Savings. The Paradox of Thrift. Exercises. Chapter 18. Savings and Investment Equality. Page 149. The Classical View. The Keynesian View. Other Views. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 19. The Model of National Income Determination. Page 154. Introduction. Two Sector Model. Three Sector Model. Four Sector Model. Income Determination in Open Economy. Exercises. Chapter 20. The Keynesian Theory of Income, Output and Employment. A Summary. Page 161. Introduction. The Keynesian Theory of Income, Output and Employment. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 21. The Classical versus Keynesian Models of Income and Employment. Page 164. General Theory. Evolutionary or Revolutionary. Criticisms of Keynesian Theory. Selected Readings. Exercises. Chapter 22. Unemployment and Full Employment. Page 172. Introduction. Types of Unemployment. Meaning of Full Employment. Measures to Achieve and Maintain Full Employment. Exercises. Chapter 23. Applicability of Keynes Theory to Underdeveloped Countries. Page 175. Introduction. Keynesian Assumptions and Underdeveloped Countries. The Keynesian Tools and Underdeveloped Countries. Selected Readings. Exercises.